USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
National Border Patrol President Brandon Judd on Fox News is reporting the Department of Homeland Security has been ordered to punish horseback border agents after no criminal activity was discovered in a nine-month investigation. In September of 2021, President Biden was judge, jury, and executioner of these border agents.
To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay.
Tuesday primary elections in South Carolina, Nevada, Texas, Maine, and North Dakota are recent history. South Carolina voters ousted Representative Tom Rice, one of the 10 House Republicans who had voted to impeach President Trump. Russell Fry takes home the win. Out west in the Silver State, Democrat incumbent Governor Steve Sisolak will face Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo in November. Lombardo has been endorsed by President Trump. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
New Mexico Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver on Tuesday asked the state Supreme Court to order the Commission of Otero County to certify primary election results after it refused to do so over distrust of the Dominion vote counting machines. President Biden and Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and their sanctions on Russia to prevent bloodshed in Ukraine has failed miserably. The sanctions on Russia's gas and oil industry has done little to nothing.
India and other Asian nations are becoming an increasingly vital source of oil revenues for Moscow, despite strong pressure from the U.S. not to increase their purchases as the European Union and other allies cut off energy imports from Russia in line with sanctions over its war against Ukraine. Such sales are boosting Russian export revenues at a time when Washington and allies are trying to limit financial flows supporting Moscow's war efforts. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Pohl.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Soft on crime district attorneys have been sprouting up in numerous cities throughout America. Some are complaining George Soros' money got them elected. Some say no one pays attention to district attorney races. Now that crime has exceeded American expectations, recalls of these DAs landed their first catch when the DA of San Francisco, California, lost his job last week. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania has another DA recall movement. Pennsylvania State Representative Tim O'Neill.
The city of Philadelphia is experiencing widespread crime and lawlessness. And it is mostly driven by policies coming directly out of Larry Krasner's district attorney office. Here within the next week or two, we will be introducing articles of impeachment and proceeding with the initial steps of removing him from office.
GOP gubernatorial candidate James Craig continues his uphill battle.
Michigan's embattled GOP gubernatorial field is down to 5, with a previously ousted candidate filing write-in status. Former Detroit Police Chief James Craig filed those documents on Tuesday after the Board of State Canvassers denied him a spot on the ballot due to invalid and insufficient signatures. Craig and his campaign also filed a complaint in Kent County Circuit Court against a company and circulators hired to gather the signatures. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.